Okay, now I want you to talk a little bit about, I know that you had the experience with, contemplating falling off the L platform. How did you get through the depression? I mean, I know that the voice of God came to you, which is very interesting to me, seeing that you were not saved at the time, which shows that God loves you.
Yes,
You
it
know,
did.
and I think about John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world." Not the church per se, but the
Right?
world,
That's right,
even
the world.
sinners, you know what I
Right,
mean?
exactly.
So he knew at the time, even though you didn't know, that he had a
No
purpose and
idea.
plan for your life. Now, after you heard the voice of God, how did you proceed after that? Did you get saved immediately, or was there some time, or was that just a seed, at that moment that allowed you to know, okay, God loves me, maybe there's something more on the other side of this?
It was definitely a seed because it was a couple of years after that that I got saved. But that was the journey that started. And I had been, the funny thing, I had been in church from a young boy. And at the time that I actually got saved, I didn't know I wasn't saved. It was a shock to me. So I'd always gone to church, and church was my medication. So I was always able to go to church and get medicated. But in this particular instance, after this, I just did what the world does. I got into other things. I tried to transfer my emotions to something else. I got another girlfriend, and I thought that that would medicate it, but that didn't. And I drank a little more because I've never been a heavy drinker, but that really didn't do it. So I tried to go out. I like to go out. I like to dance. But that was kind of shallow and kind of hollow. That didn't work out too good for me either. And so after a little while of that, I guess that God said that was enough. And one of the guys I used to go out with all the time, he got saved. And to my thought, I was just thinking he was just getting on board. I've been on board. And I was happy for him. But it was amazing that he asked me, said, "Well, you want to get saved?" And he insulted me. He did. I said, "What you mean you want to get saved? I've been going to church since I was a..."
Going to church.
Yeah. And see that, and that was, and the Spirit came to me and said, "You don't know me." And I was shocked. I said, "Wait a minute, I've been singing about Jesus since 10, 11, 12 years old. I've been singing and hallelujah. And I mean, I don't know you." And the Spirit said, "No, you don't." But at that particular moment, June 26, 1983, there was a burden lifted off of me like never before, like never before. And that really opened my eyes to the future that I didn't have before, because the things in the future were temporal. You know, the things that we thought when we were coming up young and where we were going to live at, and cars and stuff like that, that became kind of temporal. Because when you get saved, it sets you in a different direction. You're thinking more about the things of God opposed to materialistic things that you try to acquire.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about, of course, two things, a little bit of time we have left. I want to talk about your lovely family, your wife, and your children. And I also want to talk about this thing with suicide, because a lot of people say, okay, well, if you commit suicide, that's an eternal sin, you're going to hell. I want to touch on that briefly, maybe for about a few minutes, and then get into your future now, the future that you couldn't see at the time, or your present, that was your future at the time. So what do you feel in terms of what people say in terms of suicide, and how it eternally separates you from God, and that if you do that, you go to hell?
According to the scripture, I know people say that that's the unpardonable sin. But from researching the unpardonable sin was blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. When the Pharisees said that Jesus had done a miracle by Beelzebub, that was what they Jesus considered the unpardonable sin. I show you a miracle and you say I did it by the devil. But as far as in reference to suicide, they don't have a scripture that says that if you commit suicide, you've lost salvation. But what the scripture does says, in John, is that I am in my hands and you're in my Father's hands, and no man can pluck you out. I think that's John 10:28, and that's, if God, no man can pluck you out of God's hand. Now the situation really is, are you saved before you commit suicide?
And that's
that's the difference. Because if you, like in Corinthians, and say your works shall be tried by fire, and if you have your works will be tried by fire. So if it's wood, stubble, or hay, it's going to burn. Mm-hmm. But if it's gold, silver, precious stone, it'll just change shapes. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you might leave here early, and what happens is you don't get all the rewards on the other side that you would have because you circumvented the system.
And also, I like the scripture that David wrote about. I believe it's in Psalms. It is in Psalms 27. I can't remember the verse. But he said, what would have become of me if I had not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? And I think that that's something that people don't realize either, is that you're short-circuiting the abundant life and the goodness of the Lord that God wants to give you now,
exactly,
as well, and that future and purpose that you can't see at the time, but it's a good plan, it's good purpose, like you said about Jeremiah 29:11.
Right.
It says that as well. So,
And I thank God that he allowed me, he allowed me to see the portion of the present, but the future is still being written. Mm-hmm. I just think about now that when I met my wife and I realized, oh, wait a minute, what I thought was it, that wasn't it. This is it. Mm-hmm. And in looking at the relationship, and I look at just how we've just grown together as being saved, I look at all of her wonderful qualities. I look at all the wonderful things that she presents and I didn't have in the other relationship. And I think about my four wonderful kids. Mm-hmm. And I say to myself, wow, I would have missed this. Mm-hmm. I've never had an opportunity to see this. And matter of fact, praise God, we'll be married 23 years in September. Just thanking God, because this definitely is a humbling experience, because when you look at this and say, if it had my desire, I would have circumvented the system, but God was greater than, and he allowed his will to be done.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story.
Yeah,
I know it's not easy, so I think that you're very brave. I know that a lot of people, like I said, there are so many things, whether it's suicide, I've known men that have dealt with pornography. There are so many things that people don't want to put out in the open, but
right.
I believe that when you put things out there in the open, it exposes the devil.
Yes, it does.
And it takes away the power. You know, the power that he has is always in the dark,
right,
not when it's brought to the light. So I really want to thank you for that. And I also want us to definitely pray for people that may be contemplating suicide before we go off, and really encourage them with some of the scriptures that we talked about in terms of Jeremiah 29:11. God knows the plans he has for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. So I just want us to take time to pray for people that may be dealing with that. So, Father God, we just come. We thank you, God, for this day. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that the lies of the enemy are being exposed, Lord.
Yes.
God, we pray for all of those, Father, that may be struggling, Father, with rejection, the spirit of rejection, Father. I pray, Father, that you would comfort them and give them your peace. For your word says that Christ has left his peace with us, Father God. I just pray, Father, that you would just reveal to them that you have said in John 6 that he that comes to you, you will in no wise cast out, Father God. Let them know that they are accepted by you, Father. Let them define their worth and their value based on what you have said about them in their word, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you would give them a sound mind, Father God, a sound mind and just a sound soul, Father, a sound spirit, Lord God. We thank you for these things, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
I pray, Father, from this point on, you would order their steps, Father God. And if they have not received you as their Lord and Savior, I just ask that they would pray the prayer of salvation, that they would just confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in their hearts that you have raised him from the dead, that they might be saved.
Yes, Lord.
We bind the enemy and any spirits of rejection and suicide that he is trying to bring in their lives. And we declare from this moment on, from this day on, that they are whole and sound in you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You've been
been listening to Dawn Epting Ministries. You can visit them at their website, www.dawnepting.com. That's DAWNEPTING.com. Or you can call 773-454-9874. Contact them for prayer, comments, for upcoming speaking engagements, or to purchase products, including Dawn's newest book, From Rejection and Hurt to Understanding and Healing.
And remember, if you can believe, all things are possible.